This is Twit.
Also, another really interesting case, and one with, again, pretty broad ramifications should any other court decide to go this way. But over in Switzerland, there was a gentleman who has been held liable for defamation for having liked a comment on Facebook that he did not make. The comment apparently was accusing another party. There was some sort of controversy involving animal welfare folks and vegans and a protest. And there was a person involved in that controversy who had made racist comments and had some sort of prior conviction as well. And the party who got fined here disliked that person and agreed that he had been racist and out of line and therefore liked some comments to that effect. And found himself on the wrong end of a defamation claim. And the court said that by clicking the like button, the defendant clearly endorsed the unseemly content and made it his own, the court's statement said. The judge ruled that the defendant had failed to prove that the comments he had liked on Facebook were true. At the same time, by liking the comments, the man had disseminated them to his list of Facebook contacts and thus made them accessible to a large number of people. So this seems like a really, really tenuous basis for a defamation determination. And the lawyer for the party who was fined here, he was fined over $4,000 US, about $4,100 US. He desperately wants the courts to clarify whether hitting a like button on social media should be given the same weight as other forms of speech more commonly cited in defamation cases. The lawyer went on to say, if the courts want to prosecute people for likes on Facebook, we could easily need to triple the number of judges in this country. They could also obviously easily become an assault on the freedom of expression. So fascinating case. I have a hard time with it. Obviously, I think that simply liking something that someone else has said is problematic as a basis for a defamation claim, but I can almost see how the court cobbled this together in its mind, much as I can almost see how a court might struggle with the cues that are being offered when emojis are offered up for interpretation. We've talked about that much on the show lately, that the Facebook like maybe falls into that same kind of category. Here the court said the defendant clearly endorsed the unseemly content and made it his own. Is that what a like means? This court thought so. What do you think, Matt?
I think that thankfully in the United States, we would not get into that question. There's a case that came out last week. It was Packingham versus North Carolina, in which North Carolina had a law that prohibited all sex offenders from going on to social media. There was a loosely defined term, but under the First Amendment, Justice Kennedy and the four liberal justices said that it was inherent to the dignity of being a person that you can be on social media. So I can't imagine that they would say that in that situation and also hold that that liking something, even bad speech or even racist speech or, you know, terrible speech would be criminalized. So I don't think we have to go down that road, but I thought it was funny that they said that they'd have to hire three times as many judges.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I don't know that I see it, you know, as quite as clear cut that courts would be. Oh, yes, of course, if being on social media is a fundamental human right, that it necessarily follows that you can like anything that you want and not have it somehow become an endorsement or a statement. I think those are apples and oranges maybe, but I do think it's fascinating. Peter, want to weigh in?
Yeah,
I am. I've been thinking about this, and I'm going to take a little bit of a contrary position to this, to the extent if it involves defamatory speech, because it's different from the case that you like, if you like hate speech or attack on somebody like that. And certainly there's a First Amendment for protection for that kind of speech, but there is no First Amendment protection for defamatory speech. And if you're liking defamatory speech, it involves a republication of the defamatory speech to, as the court in this particular case pointed out, that it was being circulated among his friends that were on his list, that he got all the likes on, that all his friends saw the defamatory speech. So there is a certain aspect here of republication that to me suggests that under certain circumstances where it's widely disseminated, I'm not so sure that the issue here isn't as clear cut as has been suggested. So I'm kind of in the minority on that position.
Wouldn't you need to prove that the individual knowingly know that the information was false, and also that they did it with malice in order to do that? Or would it change if it's a private individual?
If it's a private individual, there's no malice involved. But they would have to have some knowledge about the intent and knowledge of the truth and veracity of the statement. So I was assuming that part of the defamatory, if the person broadly knows that it's a defamatory statement, and goes ahead and recirculates it, republishes it, I think there's a possibility that even a court in the United States under similar circumstances would find that as defamation. I think there are a lot of factors that would go in 99% of the cases involving somebody hitting a like button on Facebook. The court would come to the conclusion that that's not defamation. But I think, again, maybe I'm thinking about the one in a millionth possibility, but I think there's a possibility that under a unusual set of facts, there may be defamation.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, Peter. And I come down to there are just a couple of complicating factors that technology is injecting here that make it hard for courts to do this kind of analysis. And that's why I do think that you could find it. I think this ruling is looked at as kind of an outrageous outlier, but maybe it's not, based on the fact that I think courts might have a hard time deciding, you know, what does a like really mean? What are you doing when you do that? Are you speaking? Are you endorsing? Are you, fill in the blank? There was something else. Second point fled my brain. If it comes back to me, I'll let you know. I know. Actually, there are three points here, because of course, defamation involves, spreading the defamatory comment, and whether you've liked something. I you were starting to touch on that, Peter. You know what that means. What mechanism is triggered from the distribution standpoint when you hit like? You know, how do you know, or do you even know, who's going to see that you have liked that? Mm-hmm. And then finally, you injected, Matt, the really interesting aspect of whether you'd have to show malice or not. And that all goes to whether someone is a public figure or not. If the person allegedly defamed bringing the claim is a public figure, then you do have to show that. And if they're not, then you don't. And I have thought it was fascinating ever since I started publishing a blog in the early 2000s, that figuring out who's a public figure these days is nigh impossible, because many, many more people have a presence online or otherwise that makes them in one way or another, not strictly speaking, a completely private citizen. They have some sort of public or social persona that I think courts haven't by any means decided how that impacts whether you're a public figure or not for purposes of that malice standard. So fascinating witch's brew of issues brought up by that case in Zurich.